Hi there, Christina. This is Michael from BetterTOEFLScores.com. So let's take a look at your essay. So you submitted an essay here of the first writing practice test. Thank you for sending me the email. Don't forget, tell me which one it is. So this is number one, right? So this is the independent writing practice test number one. Okay, so your intro says, nowadays having roommates is very common while students attend school or university. Some people like to live with someone while they study. To me, it's very important to have a reliable roommate who can help me, I would say, not you, who can help me out whenever I need it. In addition, a good roommate has to be honest and organized. Okay, so you got three key points: reliable, honest, and organized. So your second paragraph, I consider the reliability is the best. I would probably put a that in there so that we don't think that reliability is the object of the verb consider. So I consider that reliability is the best characteristic in a good roommate. I feel very comfortable to live with someone who can assist me when I have a hard time. For instance, when I was studying on my English exam, my roommate Anna was very helpful by helping me out cooking or doing other chores outside. I can fully rely on her when I need it. Now, that was important to say that sentence at the end because it helps make the purpose of that paragraph very clear. Another important characteristic in my roommate is honesty. I have a lot of expensive possessions in my apartment, which I brought from my country, such as jewelry and pictures on the wall. I trust my roommate by knowing that she will not touch them or sell them while I'm not at home. I can fully trust her and count on her. I might complete this by saying I can fully trust and count on her at not taking any of my belongings, or at being honest in not taking my belongings. So it might be a good idea to use that idea of honest and refer to that at the last line, kind of like you did rely in the other paragraph. Finally, a good roommate has to be organized. Personally, I'm very organized. I don't think you have to say that. You've already said the next sentence. I like to set everything in order, so I think you're being a little bit repetitive. So just say, personally, I like to set up everything in order that will not waste my time later by looking for my lost bill or my favorite sweater for a party. Fortunately for me, I found a roommate who has the same characteristic like me. I don't know if I'd say fortunately I found a roommate who is just as organized as I am. For instance, when she just moved to live with me, I noticed the way she did, you have does, but it looks like you're using the past tense. When she just moved to live with me, I noticed the way she did laundry, washed dishes, and cleaned the apartment. The way that she did the laundry, I would say the way that she did laundry, washed dishes, and cleaned the apartment. So a little bit of verb tense shift there. In sum, having a roommate with a good qualities, no. I would just say having a roommate with good qualities. Qualities is a plural noun, so you don't have to put a before that. Such as honesty and reliability is important. She can be part of my family because I live with her and share the property for a while. I treat my roommate like my sister because she deserves it. She has all the qualities I'm looking for to live a good and peaceful life. So, okay, not bad. So, grammatically, be careful. Be careful about your point of view. Sometimes you're shifting. You know, you start with I, you go to you or some other point of view. So you want to be consistent in your point of view. Be a little bit careful about your verb tense shifts and so on. But from the TOEFL IBT rubrics, I mean specifically, you have a nice organization. You have good development. Each paragraph has a purpose. You have examples to help support the different topics in the different paragraphs. You have signal words, transition words to connect your ideas. You have a good intro with a good thesis statement. So overall, I'm not going to give you a 5 out of 5, but I think that you could get probably close to 4.5 out of 5 on this particular writing task. So it was a very nicely written essay. So good job.